So last year, I got the opportunity to participate in a leadership development program for professionals in my field. It was expensive and probably not something that I would have pursued on my own, but my boss approved the expense, and it ended up being one of the more meaningful development activities I've done in my career. What has stood out to me recently was that feeling when I got the approval for the expense. The development side was fascinating, and the people were great, don't get me wrong, but more than anything, it felt good. It still feels good to feel supported by my manager, to know that my leadership team felt like I was worth investing in. And that got me thinking, it costs money to support your team in this way, but is there a return on your investment when it comes to somebody's career? And after a recent conversation I had, it actually has me wondering if you can afford to not invest in your team. Welcome to The Fleet Code, a podcast brought to you by Fleetio, where we dive into the latest fleet industry trends, technologies, and best practices. My name is Zach Searcy, and it's no secret how challenging it can be to find and keep skilled technicians. The labor shortage is not slowing down, and the competition for the talent that is out there is fierce, but there's been a solution. It's one that's been hiding in plain sight, and it's a great way to attract great talent, keep your best employees, and really build a stronger and more capable team overall. It's something that might just give your fleet a competitive edge. Let's get into it. So I sat down with Dave Johnson, the president of the National Institute for Automotive Service Excellence, or ASE. You might know them as the folks who set the standard for technician certifications across the industry.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because that is the cool part of this, right? So we bring all these subject matter experts from all of these companies, and not just the OEMs, but also people that are on the ground doing the work. So master technicians. We bring in instructors from fantastic automotive heavy truck programs, and they together create and develop the standards that we say, here's what people need to know, here's what their competencies need to be in order to be a credentialed technician in all the different areas that you could get certified in.
Dave is a 30-year industry veteran who worked his way up through Ford Motor Company, and when it comes to technician development, he knows firsthand what it takes to build strong and capable teams. When we talk about running an efficient fleet, we often focus on things like vehicle maintenance systems and how to make the most of your fleet's data. But one of the biggest factors in fleet performance, it's not a piece of equipment, it's your people. The technicians that you hire are the backbone of your fleet operations, and the more skilled, the more engaged they are, the better your fleet runs. But investing in employees isn't just about making them better at their jobs, it's about showing them that they matter and really keeping them around for the long haul.
I think in addition to what we already talked about those boosts in productivity, repeat repair, attrition, their opportunity to earn more, there's this overall, I just call it the pride factor, to say that I know what I'm doing.
And I think that there's pride at the organizational level, there's pride at the fleet shop level, but I also think like, individual humans are very motivated by having people believe in them. And as a fleet manager, to look at somebody and say, look, you're extremely skilled and I want to continue investing in you and helping you grow within our organization. Here's a certification that we're willing to pay for. Like, there has to be just the I don't know what the monetary value is. I don't know that you could assign one to it, but just that like monetary value of retention that comes from somebody just feeling like somebody believes in them. So that's a huge point. When employees see that a company believes in them, it really builds loyalty and it builds engagement. And for fleet managers, that's critical, because retaining skilled technicians is a growing challenge. If you've been in the fleet industry for a while, you've probably heard of ASE certifications. But if you're not familiar, ASE is widely considered the gold standard for technician training and certification. And retention isn't the only reason investing in employees makes sense. There's also a clear impact on fleet operations. When your team has the right training and certifications, they work more efficiently, they diagnose problems faster, and reduce unnecessary downtime.
Well, what about the fleet owners or the service managers in the fleet shops? what does it mean for them? And they don't pay these technicians more out of the goodness of their hearts. Maybe some of them do initially, but I'm telling you that the return on investment is significant. We pulled some numbers and did the analysis, and here's what came out. We said ASE certified technicians versus non-certified technicians were 40% more productive. So think about that in a shop environment. That's huge. And just that overall productivity for in a flat rate shop may be part of what's added to their, I'll say they're enhanced to that 20% we talked about, right? So that's, again, not out of the goodness of their hearts because they're churning more hours, they're getting more pay. Nothing wrong with that. Along with that 40% productivity, the kicker was 60% fewer comebacks. So think about that in terms of fixing it right the first time, the quality of the repair, doing it faster, better quality outcome. So everybody's happy, right? And then another bonus on top of that they saw was 30% less attrition of employees that were certified versus non-certified.
Higher productivity, fewer repeat repairs, and better technician retention. It's becoming clear that there is a return on your investment when you hire a certified technician or even pay for certifications for your current technicians. For fleet managers, ASE certifications help ensure that the technicians have the knowledge and the skills to diagnose and repair vehicles correctly the first time, reducing misdiagnoses, unnecessary repairs, and really costly downtime.
Now, I'm not guaranteeing that you're going to get 40% higher productivity and 60% fewer comebacks and 30% less attrition, because there are a lot of factors that go into that. I will say, you know, I would argue a little bit that even with the correlation, there's some causation there. And it's about the person. It's not about ASE. It tells you that that person has motivation to continue learning, to try to be the best, to be on top of their craft. And those are some of the natural outcomes that you get from it. So when you step back from it, you're like, well, it's just kind of common sense, isn't it?
So there are over 50 ASE certifications covering everything from brakes to suspension across a variety of asset types and classes. The certification process is designed to test both technical knowledge and hands-on experience, making it a reliable standard for technician competency.
Master technicians. We bring in instructors from fantastic automotive heavy truck programs, and they together create and develop the standards that we say, here's what people need to know, here's what their competencies need to be in order to be a credentialed technician in all the different areas that you could get certified in. And so as we do that, what you find is those standards are then taken by the, I'll say, the educational industry, those who create curriculums, and they use those same standards to go develop their curriculums. We then, ASE's task would be to then use those subject matter experts and other subject matter experts who helped create those standards to say, what are the specific tasks that they need to know? And then we would create the testing for that, that tests those competencies. While on the other side of this, other businesses are out there creating their curriculum. So we're not, I'll say, we're not shilling for somebody's curriculum or somebody's particular program. We're shilling for all of them, as long as they're quality.
And for technicians, getting ASE certified isn't just about proving your skills. It can be a career accelerator. Many fleets and repair shops offer higher pay or advancement opportunities for technicians who achieve this certification.
We surveyed over 30,000 technicians in 2024 on repair frequency of different tasks. But along with that, we asked them, what are your certifications in ASE, if you have any? We went to everyone, not just certified techs. So those with and without certification, we asked them about what's your income and how many years have you been working in the industry? And what we saw was within those groupings, I'll say of early career, mid-career, and late career, there was this consistent about 20%, some cases 18, sometimes some cases a little over 20. So I'm just saying 20% higher pay for certified versus non-certified. So if you're a technician, it doesn't take a lot of time to think about, well, if I can get 20% pay, that little investment in an ASE certification could pay off in a major way. And the data says that it does.
And from a fleet manager's perspective, having ASE certified technicians on staff helps with more than just repair quality. It also improves team confidence and professionalism, something that can really set your fleet apart. But how do you know that ASE's testing will cover exactly what you need from technicians? ASE has been setting the standard for technician certifications for decades, but what a lot of fleet managers don't realize is that they can actually be part of shaping that curriculum. ASE works with industry professionals to keep its certifications relevant, so the more fleets get involved, the more the program reflects real-world needs. And I know you mentioned some very large, very national and international brands that work as y'all's subject matter experts, but for a smaller organization or a smaller shop or even somebody who's maybe involved within an industry, like group of people within an industry, but not necessarily a fleet, what does it look like to get involved with ASE and just continue to feed back into what y'all are doing?
That's a good one. And I'm glad you brought it up because when I talked about the board, I may have thrown out some of the big names, right? But we also have equal representation of independent shops and shop owners. So these guys, they're all just rubbing shoulders in our organization. And I always think about, I envision our board meetings, right? It just makes me smile when I see all these guys working and talking together with a huge mutual respect, because those small business owners, right? If you want to think about it, they're putting their life on the line way more than I ever did as part of a major corporation. And it kind of keeps us all grounded in reality. And so we love having them part of it. To me, part of the way you get involved, part of it is ASE certification, getting involved in that way. And then it is reaching out to us and saying, hey, I want to be involved as a subject matter expert, maybe in one of your committees. Or, hey, I'd like to be on your board. We do have some demand to be on our board, which is a great problem to have. Just know that it's not all about just the big corporations. It's about everybody, because folks come from the big corporations acknowledge that. It's like, hey, we have a point of view. It's not a complete one. We need the people that are on the ground. And so those are just some great ways to get involved with this.
And for fleets, getting involved isn't just about shaping the future of certification. It's also a way to build stronger teams. When fleets actively support ASE certification, it sends a clear message to your technicians that their growth is a priority. And Dave also emphasized the importance of getting involved at the local level. After all, you're not able to hire remote technicians, so most of your workforce is going to come from your local hiring pool.
I wanted to touch on the local way that everybody can get involved. And it's self-serving for all of you, and that is getting involved with your local schools on bringing these technicians or technicians to be through the program. We talk about a technician shortage out there, and that's true, but I put a finer point on it, as friends of mine have told me. My friend George Ahrens at ASE Education Foundation, he said, we don't necessarily have a shortage of candidates. We have a shortage of qualified candidates. And so that's where those school programs become important. And that's why the ASE Education Foundation is tied into this whole thing for us. To me, it's all integral in terms of what you're trying to accomplish. And what we find is sometimes schools are out there on an island. You have a program, great instructor, maybe doing all the right things. But if they don't have the support of the local industry or saying, hey, I want to bring some of these kids in, maybe just be for shop tours to start with, or I want to start bringing some of those kids in to, you know, get them started on in business, on my Lubrac part-time, whatever the case may be. And as you get involved with them in these, part of our ASE accreditation is advisory boards where locally you're involved with that school as a business owner or as a shop manager or whatever the case may be. And you're helping to set the standards for that school in terms of, here's the overall ASE standards. So we're within national standards, but here's the things we need to focus on in our area because these things are really important to us. And when you have that combination of a program that cares, that has that accreditation, you bring in local industry who cares, what you find is you're no longer worrying about a technician shortage issue in your area. You've created a pipeline and you just keep growing your own, and that just continues.
And that's exactly why Fleetio is getting involved. We don't want to just talk the talk about the importance of certification. We want to help make it more accessible for fleet teams. We just opened up nominations for our first ever round of ASE scholarships. Our goal here is to help fleets retain their high-performing technicians and really help raise up the next generation of master mechanics.
Thank you, Fleetio, for stepping up in a big way in doing this. And there are different scholarship organizations out there doing things, and they're all good. They're all wonderful. So it all helps. And sometimes you may think, well, I don't know if am I doing any good? What am I, is it helping? And with Fleetio, with what you're doing in terms of using that scholarship money to fund certifications along with their education, that's huge.
If you'd like to learn more about this program or nominate somebody for an ASE scholarship through Fleetio, I've included a link in the episode description for you to learn more. We've covered a lot in this conversation, so let's wrap up with a few key takeaways for fleet managers and technicians who want to invest in training and get more involved with ASE. First, investing in your employees has a measurable return. Technicians who feel valued and supported are more likely to stay, more likely to work more efficiently, and also contribute to a stronger team.
I think in addition to what we already talked about those boosts in productivity, repeat repair, attrition, their opportunity to earn more. There's this overall, I just call it the pride factor, right? To say that I know what I'm doing.
Second, as a technician, ASE certifications serve as a great way to stand out from the pack and open more doors over the course of your career.
And what we saw was within those groupings, I'll say of early career, mid-career, late career, there was this consistent about 20%. Some cases 18, some cases a little over 20. So I'm just saying 20% higher pay for certified versus non-certified. So if you're a technician, it doesn't take a lot of time to think about, well, if I can get 20% pay, that little investment in an ASE certification could pay off in a major way.
And third, fleets have a responsibility to get involved at the national and the local level to help train up the next generation of skilled workers so that they can address your specific needs.
And when you have that combination of a program that cares, that has that accreditation, if you bring in local industry who cares, what you find is you're no longer worrying about a technician's shortage issue in your area. You've created a pipeline and you just keep growing your own, and that just continues.
I had such a great conversation with Dave. I could have kept talking to him about his fleet experience for another 4 hours, but that's not how long these episodes are. So let's wrap it up. As a reminder, the Fleet Code is brought to you by Fleetio. Your technicians are your greatest asset, but what's the best tool for helping your technicians keep track of the work? Fleetio's fleet maintenance platform has digital work orders, maintenance reminders, and comprehensive service histories, so they always know exactly what to expect. You can learn more about Fleetio at fleetio.com. That's FLEETIO.com. I've also pulled together a few resources around managing technicians, as well as a link to learn more about ASE certifications. All of that can be found in the episode description, and make sure you subscribe to the Fleet Code on your podcast platform of choice to keep up with the latest tips and tricks for fleet managers. Leave a review or a rating if you're into that kind of thing, and if you have a topic that you'd like us to cover, send us an email to podcast@fleetio.com and let us know. Subscribe to our newsletter and follow @Fleetio on social media for even more fleet management best practices.